Upland Bible Church, Pastor Richard J. Olson, 920 Upland Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89107. Sunday, second class, 17 August, 2025, Romans.
All right, as we get ready for part two, a few moments of silent prayer, shall we? Father, we thank you, sir, for your infinite and your matchless grace. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have magnified your word over all of your name. And therefore, the word of God is more important than the very air that we breathe. And as we assemble this morning to fellowship in the word, we ask that our teacher, God the Holy Spirit, will set apart the absolute truth of Scripture to the nourishment and to the benefit of each one of our souls. We pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. All right, we're in the third groan. And how awesome is this? God the Holy Spirit praying for us. When we are going through great, great difficulty, undeserved suffering, because of we have qualified to receive the greatest privilege and the greatest honor can be given to us to share in the sufferings that Christ had to go through, great undeserved suffering when he was here. And the winner believer does as well. And we've exegeted most of verse 26, and so far it sounds like this. And in the same way, the Spirit, God the Holy Spirit, also, soon anti lambanomai, helps, comes to the aid of, the spiritually mature believer in times of undeserved suffering. He himself gives a helping hand to our weaknesses, for we do not know how to pray as we should. And then we saw two. Actually, the article, that's the neuter form. The article is ha, H-A, that's nominative. In the neuter, it's ta. And so we have that, and we learned, got 7 points. This special use of the article in Romans 8:26 says that the undeserved suffering of the spiritually mature believer is so intense and so great, the pressure and pain is maximum, that he at times can't think correctly nor concentrate to pray effectively. So this intense, undeserved suffering makes effective prayer impossible. When you stop thinking, your prayer life is not very effective. And therefore, God the Holy Spirit gives a helping hand. This is the Holy Spirit's ministry of intercessory prayer for the winner believer who is going through undeserved suffering for blessing. The weakness is not the suffering. The weakness is the inability to offer the proper prayer in times of this undeserved suffering. And then that's where we stop. And then we have the post-positive conjunction gar. Looks like that in the Greek, G-A-R, gar. It's an explanatory use of the conjunction gar. You translate it for. And then we have our old friend oida, which we have seen many times. Oida, O-I-D-A. And oida is a frozen form. It's a perfect that's used as a present. It's the verb oida means to know. And we have with it the objective negative uk, and that slams the door. And it says, for we absolutely do not know how to pray as we should in times of undeserved suffering for blessing. For we absolutely do not know how to pray as we should in times of intense undeserved suffering for blessing. And the interrogative pronoun tis, that means what or how. And the verb to pray, proselkomai. Looks like that in the Greek. That's P-R-O-S-E-U-C-H-O-M-A-I. Proselkomai, and that is one of the main verbs to pray. In fact, we get from that verb the noun proselke. This is the noun, P-R-O-S-E-U-C-H, long E. That's the Greek word prayer. Proselke, prayer. And then we have the adverb katho with the verb dei. So we got katho and then the verb dei, K-A-T-H-O. The verb D-E-I, katho dei, is correctly translated as one should. As one should, as we should. We do not know how to pray as we should. So, and in the same way, the Spirit, God the Holy Spirit, also helps us, comes to the aid of the spiritually mature believer in times of intense, undeserved suffering. He himself gives a helping hand to our weaknesses for, here's the explanation, for we do not know how to pray as we should. But the Spirit himself and here's the King James, maketh. When is the last time you maketh anything? But the Spirit himself maketh intercession for us with groanings that cannot be uttered. All right. Well, we have the conjunction Allah plus the nominative singular pneuma again, spirit, plus the intensive pronoun autos added to it, give it intensive. And the present active indicative of huper entung kano, plus the dative plural of stenogmos and the dative plural of the adjective alaletos. All right, the conjunction Allah, and you know this, you'll also. I know what that means. The strongest conjunction of contrast in the Greek. Strongest one. And it means but. Very good. And it sets up a contrast between the spiritually mature believer's inability to pray effectively in times of intense undeserved suffering with God the Holy Spirit's powerful intercessory prayer on behalf of the spiritually mature believer in intense undeserved suffering. So you need, here's the strongest conjunction of contrast, but this, It sets up a contrast between the spiritually mature believer's inability to pray effectively in times of intense, undeserved suffering with God the Holy Spirit's powerful intercessory prayer on behalf of the spiritually mature believer in undeserved suffering. And then it's our friend Pneuma again, the Spirit. This is God the Holy Spirit. This is the third person of the Trinity. And added to it is the intensive pronoun autos. And it's God the Holy Spirit himself emphasizing the ministry of the third person of the Trinity in prayer for the winner believer in undeserved suffering. And then the verb huper en tung kano. This is a 25-center too. Huper en tung kano. H-U-P-E-R-E-N-T-U. When you got two gammas together, the first one you transliterate as an N, and then C-H-A-N long O. Huper en tung kano. All right. One. Guess what? When's the last time you saw this verb? No, you didn't, because this is a hapax legomenon. A hapax legomenon. This is the only time this verb is found in the New Testament scriptures. So if you said you saw it before, you better rebound. It's called lying, you know. So this is a hapax legomenon. It's the only time this verb is found in the New Testament scriptures. It's not found in the Septuagint or other Greek versions of the Old Testament, including the Apocrypha. It's not found in Greek writers before the Christian era. This very easily could be a word that the genius, the Apostle Paul, coined by himself that perfectly illustrates what God the Holy Spirit wants to say. So point two, huper en tung kano means to intercede on behalf of others. Means to intercede on behalf of others. Specifically, here it's interceding on behalf of winner believers in times of intense, undeserved suffering. Three, this is the intercessory ministry of God the Holy Spirit on behalf of the winner believer going through intense, undeserved suffering. This is the intercessory ministry of God the Holy Spirit on behalf of the winner believer, the spiritually mature believer who is going through intense, undeserved suffering. Four, this intercessory ministry is described with two words, stenogmos and alaletos. Stenogmos, S-T-E-N-A, G-M-O-S, stenogmos, and stenogmos, point five, means groan. That's the Greek word to groan. And then the other word is alaletos, A-L-A-L-long-E-T-O-S, alaletos. And where's the last place you've seen this one? You know now. You haven't. Okay. Point six, alaletos is a It's a hapax legomenon. I haven't quite, I'm getting ahead of myself. That's not down to point 10. Okay, well, let's go back. But anyway, when we get there, it's another hapax legomenon. Point 5, stenogmos means groan. Now, point 6, this is an anthropopathism. An anthropopathism. God the Holy Spirit does not groan. Like many of you do. God the Holy Spirit does not groan. So this is an anthropopathism. 7, stenogmos is an anthropopathism that describes the ministry of intercessory prayer that God the Holy Spirit offers on behalf of the spiritually mature believer facing intense, undeserved suffering. Stenogmos is an anthropopathism that describes the ministry of intercessory prayer that God the Holy Spirit offers on behalf of the spiritually mature believer facing intensified suffering. 8, the Holy Spirit takes over in times like this. For those situations and circumstances that are beyond the winner believer's control, the Holy Spirit takes over. This is, you talk about fantastic grace of our God. Our God is a God of grace. And here the Holy Spirit takes over in His magnificent grace for those circumstances that are beyond the winner believer's cognizance and control. 9, so important is prayer. Prayer is so important in the plan of God. Prayer is so important that God the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity, goes to prayer, makes intercessory prayer for the winner believer in times of intense, undeserved suffering. That's how important prayer is in the plan of God. Prayer is so important that God the Holy Spirit steps in and prays for the winner believer in times of intense, undeserved suffering. Now, point 10, our friend Alaletos. It's another hapax legomenon. Only time this word is found in the New Testament scriptures. It also is not in the Septuagint or other Greek versions of the Old Testament, including the Apocrypha. And it is not in Greek writers before the Christian era. So, another hapax legomenon. 11, Alaletos means wordless. So here's prayer without words. No words. Now you pray, there's words. We pray, there's words. But when the Holy Spirit prays this intercessory prayer, there's no words. How does the Father know? Well, it's because the Holy Spirit is the one making the prayer. God the Father is omniscient. God the Holy Spirit is omniscient. There's one thing about omniscience. Omniscience knows all about omniscience. And you don't have to utter words. But He's praying for the winner believer going through this undeserved suffering. So, alaletos means wordless, unexpressed, unutterable. Stenogmos alaletos means with wordless groans, with groanings too great for words. Groanings too great for words. So, and in the same way, the Spirit, God the Holy Spirit, also helps, comes to the aid of the spiritually mature believer in times of intense, undeserved suffering. He Himself gives a helping hand to our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we should. But the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groanings too great for words. With groanings too great for words. Now, all of you, we have a lot of winter believers in our congregation, and we have the congregation that comes for face-to-face teaching, and then there's the congregation that does not come face-to-face because they're spread out all over America and different parts of the world. But a lot of them are also spiritually mature believers, winter believers. And it is so great to have God the Holy Spirit step in and intercede for us with prayers to the Father in our times of undeserved suffering for blessing. How awesome is that? How great is that? So, and in the same way, the Spirit, God the Holy Spirit, also helps, comes to the aid of the mature believer in times of intense undeserved suffering. He Himself gives a helping hand to our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we should. But the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groanings too great for word. Groaning too great for word. All right, one. This ministry of intercessory prayer by God the Holy Spirit on behalf of the winner believer is dramatized by the anthropopathism of groaning. This ministry of intercessory prayer by God the Holy Spirit on behalf of the spiritually mature believer in undeserved suffering is dramatized by the anthropopathism of groaning. Two, the Apostle Paul is putting the spotlight on this fantastic ministry of God the Holy Spirit, who takes our hand in times of intense, undeserved suffering and offers intercessory prayer for us. The Apostle Paul is putting the spotlight on this fantastic ministry of God the Holy Spirit, who takes our hand in times of intense, undeserved suffering and offers intercessory prayer for us. Three, God's plan is greater than any suffering. God's plan is greater than any suffering, greater than any adversity, greater than any catastrophe of life. God's plan is greater than any suffering, any adversity, any catastrophe of life. Four, when undeserved suffering causes a breakdown in the winner believer's prayers with God, the Holy Spirit steps in with the right prayer, the exact right prayer. When undeserved suffering causes a breakdown in the winner believer's prayers with God, the Holy Spirit steps in with the exact right prayer. Five. Prayer is so important in the plan of God that God the Holy Spirit makes intercession for the winner believer when he is unable to pray effectively because of his intense undeserved suffering. Prayer is so important in the plan of God that God the Holy Spirit makes intercession for the winner believer when he is unable to pray effectively because of intense undeserved suffering. Six, God the Holy Spirit makes intercession for the spiritually mature believer in order to convert his undeserved suffering into blessing. God the Holy Spirit makes intercession for the spiritually mature believer in order to convert his undeserved suffering into blessing. Seven, undeserved suffering motivates the winner believer to focus his eyes on those greater grace blessings waiting for him in heaven for all eternity. Undeserved suffering motivates the winner believer to focus his eyes on those greater grace blessings waiting for him in heaven for all eternity. Eight, the groans of the Holy Spirit are far beyond human comprehension. The groans of the Holy Spirit are far beyond human comprehension. Nine, the Holy Spirit's ministry of intercession is far beyond man's use of words and sentences in prayer. The Holy Spirit's ministry of intercession is far beyond man's use of words and sentences in prayer. Ten, the greatest prayer of all is prayed by God the Holy Spirit, and it is prayed without the use of human words. It is groanings too great for words. The greatest prayer of all is prayed by God the Holy Spirit, and it is prayed without the use of human words. It is groanings too great for words. 11. The great prayers of winner believers, and winner believers have a fantastic prayer life every day, day after day. And the great prayers of winner believers are offered with precise, accurate, human words and vocabulary. I come here every day and study. I'm here every day. Before I study, the very first thing when I get here, this is my happy place. When I get to the happy place, very first thing back in my office is I pray. I look forward to prayer right out of the chute, number one. And that prayer, and a lot of you are on my personal prayer list and praying for you. But I pray and go through, and I always start with who and what God is. Who and what God is. And a lot of spiritual sacrifices of thanksgiving to God for who and what He is. His magnificent plan, His magnificent essence. And then that first, and then start going through and praying for many of you. Many of you, you're on that personal prayer list. But the great prayers of winner believers are offered with precise, accurate human words and vocabulary. But, point 12, there is something even beyond prayers with words. There's something even beyond prayers with words. And that is the intercessory ministry of God the Holy Spirit praying for the winner believer going through undeserved suffering. But there's something even beyond prayers with words, and that is the intercessory ministry of God the Holy Spirit praying for the spiritually mature believer in undeserved suffering. 13, these prayers from God the Holy Spirit to the Father are answered 100%. And the undeserved suffering is converted into great, great blessing. The prayers of the Holy Spirit to the Father are answered 100%. And the undeserved suffering is converted into great, great blessing. 14. Only God the Holy Spirit can offer prayer that turns undeserved suffering into the most fantastic blessing for the winner believer. Only God the Holy Spirit can offer prayer that turns undeserved suffering into the most fantastic blessing for the winner believer. Now, that's verse 26. We have verse 27 to go, but some of you are looking worried like I'm going to go on. We'll be done in the next 3 hours. No. So verse 26 sounds like this. And in the same way, the Spirit, God the Holy Spirit, also helps, comes to the aid of the spiritually mature believer in times of undeserved suffering for blessing. He himself gives a helping hand to our weaknesses, for we do not know how to pray as we should. But the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too great for words. Well, you want to find out the rest of the third groan, I'll see you next Sunday. Their heads bowed. Father, we thank you, sir, for your amazing grace. May God the Holy Spirit challenge us that these principles become a source of blessing and happiness in our life. For we pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.